Welcome to our Mohawk language class here at CKRZ. This lesson is intended to help people learn common phrases in the Mohawk language. There are dialect differences in the Mohawk language, and those differences may vary from family to family and from Mohawk community to Mohawk community, and this lesson represents one of those dialects. We will now begin our lesson with kinship terms. Gahwajire. Gahwajire. There are 8 parts to this lesson, and this is part 5 out of 8. My father-in-law, woman speaking. Raksafa. Raksafa. My family is fairly big. Gwa wakwajirowana. Gwa wakwajirowana. My family, relatives. Deyagyadadinu gwe. Deyagyadadinu gwe. My mother-in-law. Yungyadioha. Yungyadioha. My older brother's sisters. Akjisa. Akjisa. Son-in-law. Rienhusa. Rienhusa. Old woman. Agokstaa. Agokstaa. Old man. Rokstaa. Rokstaa. Teenage girl. Yeya daseha. Yeya daseha. Teenage boy. Ranega daru. Ranega daru. My father-in-law, woman speaking. Raksafa. My family is fairly big. Gwa wakwajirowana. My family, relatives. Deyagyadadinu gwe. My mother-in-law, Yungyadioha. My older brother's sisters, Akjisa. Son-in-law, Rienhusa. Old woman, Agokstaha. Old man, Rokstaha. Teenage girl, Yeyatdaseha. Teenage boy, Ranega deru. That concludes our Mohawk language lesson. This lesson is intended to help people learn common phrases in the Mohawk language. There are dialect differences in the Mohawk language, and those differences may vary from family to family and from Mohawk community to Mohawk community, and this lesson represents one of those dialects. If you wish to follow along, visit our website at www.ckrzfm.com. And click on the language lesson for today.